ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Happy New Year.
Hello, good morning.
Nah, you can't say Happy New Year anymore.
It's the 16th.
We're halfway through January.
What's the first time I've had the chance to say it on the radio, isn't it?
We're 1/24th of the way through 2017.
Right. Do you know, I looked up today, it's 88 days until Easter.
Great, that's our next break. So let's start that countdown ASAP.
You've literally been here, like, not even an hour.
It's always important to look forward to holidays, Megan.
I've already booked a wee getaway for Easter.
Well, and you know, it's that season. All the long weekends are coming up. Like, there's half the North Island's got a long weekend in a couple of weeks.
Mm. All the anniversaries, like, coming up. Doesn't Auckland have an anniversary at some point?
I'm happy soon? To be here, though. I'm excited. Yes, we've been away 4 weeks.
You've literally been away from the country.
But are you lying or are you being...
No, I always like coming back. It's good. Well, you hear the Kiwi voices, get some good food.
All right, coming back to New Zealand.
And work as well. But your wife must be happy that you're back at work. She gets sick of you, doesn't she?
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, she does. That's a fair thing to say. My daughter said to me last night, I'm really looking forward to going back to kindy tomorrow. Are you looking forward to going back to work? And I was like, I've got two choices here. To be like the dad that's like, yeah, it's important to work. You know, it's great. You know, you got a self-esteem and it's part of being part of a productive member of society. Yep. But I looked at her, I was like, God, no. You know how early I have to get up? It sucks. Marry rich,
honesty,
my dear. And enjoy sleep-ins.
It's great life advice, Vaughn. Yeah. Joining us on the show after 7 o'clock this morning,
we've got an online dating expert coming in. So this person can help you specifically with your Tinder profiles.
How was your summer for online dating, Caitlin? Was there anyone in?
Well, I was in Fairly.
You have to put the
apart from like a few days in Wanaka.
Slim pickings.
Put the Tinder radius on 2000.
Yeah, Australia.
Do you keep matching with your brother on Tinder?
No.
God damn it, Taylor. Why do we keep matching?
That's why I didn't go on it, Vaughn, because we are both on Tinder, I think. Actually, I don't know about him, but yeah.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Shorty.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Story time. The segment of the show where I have found three news headlines from websites, news stories around the world. I give them to Vaughn and Megan and they have to pick one. And then we delve into that story. The others, we never find out about. They're deleted forever.
Okay.
Headline one, Ryan Reynolds' new $3,600 job.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
$3,600 job.
Headline two, guy cares way too much. And headline three, flight 666 to hell on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Well, the numbers, aren't they? That last one's just... Yeah. People get very caught up in numbers.
They do.
I feel like you're taunting me with the Ryan Reynolds one. Because it's obviously not Ryan Reynolds.
Is it another Ryan Reynolds?
Or there's been a mistake? If you want to choose that story...
Yeah, I'll go with that. Big fan of Ryan Reynolds.
Me too.
Okay, well, it's not Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds is a 29-year-old man obsessed with Game of Thrones, and he's now the mayor... Ryan Reynolds is a mayor of Whitney Point, an upstate New York village. So small, 964 people, that he spends less than 20 hours a week performing mayoral duties. The rest of his time, it just doesn't do
too
much.
Where does that money amount come into? Is that was
that? That's the pay for the mayor.
How for per week?
No, that's a year. That's the annual salary for being the mayor.
How much was
$3,600. It's a part-time gig.
But no. That's not even enough money for a part-time gig.
Well, I know.
How much is that per week?
Well, there's 365 days of the year. So he's getting paid...
$10 a week?
Yeah, it's more. That would be $500.
He's also the manager of the local store in this 1,000-people town. Just
does
to supplement his impact.
Well, clearly only part-time.
I mean, I'm not trying to centralise government. I'm not trying to shut down, you know, the importance of local government dealing with local issues. But if there's only that many people and it only takes them 20 hours a week, maybe we don't need that position anymore.
Is he hot? Is there a photo of Mia Ryan Reynolds?
And what's Game of Thrones got to do with it?
He's done a Reddit AMA.
and a lot of his answers were Game of Thrones.
I don't know if Reddit sold it as a Ryan Reynolds AMA. Right. I mean, it was a Ryan Reynolds AMA.
I'm Ryan Reynolds AMA.
Yeah.
Ask me anything.
But the mayor of this small town. So yeah, for but yeah, 20 hours a week.
Right.
I guess it's, he's doing it more as his civic duty.
Like a passion.
Yeah, as a passion.
No, get sick of that.
Yeah.
How many things have you started as like a passion project and then you've been like, well, this is shit.
Just hard work.
Yeah. 20 hours a week is heaps.
It's a lot.
And this pay is really rubbish. It's like so many of my charity beginnings. I'm like, okay, so I've done this for free for a while. Yeah. When do I start getting paid? I'm like, no, charity.
That's not how it works, is
charity,
it?
You don't get paid. Well, why is everybody doing it then?
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
I remember when it got its own weather flyover, and that was the point where Tauranga, the small, well, not small actually, the coastal city of New Zealand, and a Smith family hotspot as a child growing up, became a city to contend with in the top five in New Zealand. Now it's official, it's overtaken Dunedin. It's our fifth largest city.
I thought it had already done that. When it got its weather flyover and a special spot on the news weather.
It got its weather flyover because so many old people. It's the Florida of New Zealand minus the guns. Because old people love to retire to Tauranga. It's Nelson's, the sunny place in the South Island where old people retire.
Yeah.
And I believe Tauranga is the North Island equivalent.
What, so you're saying
old people,
they'd complain to the news that they didn't get enough on the weather.
We're not getting enough. And now they complain that it's not accurate. So, I mean, there's no pleasing them. I don't even know why the weather tried. But now they are officially the fifth biggest.
But that's like, I've always wondered, is that cheating because Tauranga and Mount Maunganui, they count as one, eh?
No, because it's your classic Napier-Hastings. They started as two distinct areas, but then they just merged together. But the mount was always like the little town,
right,
with the better spot.
But then, are they counting all the?
Had the port.
Are they counting all the surrounding areas? Is it the whole bay?
No, it's the
just the city limits.
It's the city of It's not the entire Bay of Plenty,
right?
It's the city of Tauranga.
It's the fifth biggest.
The fifth biggest city. So it goes Auckland, Wellington.
Yeah.
This is me just freeballing it, by the way. I don't have census figures in front of me. I'm just seeing if I can top five it.
Okay.
Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch.
Yep.
Hamilton.
I think you're freeballing.
Tauranga.
I think you need to change your tone to me, like run through it like
Okay. So Auckland, again, Wellington, Christchurch, Hamilton, Tauranga.
Yeah. Oh, it does it.
Then Dunedin is number six.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That definitely
very
sounded
informative
way more believable.
Yeah. Number seven, Taupo. Number
definitely
eight,
not
Queenstown. Number nine, Invercargill. And rounding off the top 10, Levin. Those last ones were just a bit of a blur.
You are the census department of the statistics of New Zealand nightmare.
I don't know. What?
Are they in the top 10?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Lovely, but small.
Right. Okay.
Lovely, but small.
Bigger than Taupo, but okay, sure.
Well, that's not actually what these census results I'm making up say. So I don't know who to believe anymore.
Okay.
My own wild imagination or actual statistics?
All right, coming up at 7, just after 7, joining us in studio, we've got a dating expert.
Online dating expert.
Yeah.
So this person can help you with like your Tinder profiles.
So maybe 2017 is the year that you don't want to be single. So she could help you.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't know.
Oh, that's a sad resolution. Like, I'm going to look after myself.
This year's the year I don't want to be like alone anymore.
Yeah.
I won't be alone.
Well, that might be someone's resolution.
Still alone.
Is that an insight into your resolution?
No,
please?
I'm but more than happy.
The great part about that resolution is you can't break it. Like, you're like, I'm eating healthy. Broken. I'm not going to be alone. But then you're still alone until you're not alone.
Yeah. Okay.
But then it can't be broken.
That's
until
way more depressing than
being
what
alone.
I said. Way more depressing than what I said.
No, it's good. I think it's a good one.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
I went to Australia over the break, caught up with family over there and everything, and on the way back had a little bit of money burning a hole in my pocket because...
Okay.
That's not like you.
I know. So for my parents' Christmas present, I paid, because I knew I was going to see my brother, I paid his part. And then when we were in Australia, he just gave me cash.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right.
And then I forgot I had it because I never carry cash.
Yeah. So you had this, Australian cash?
Yeah.
And you just thought, I need to spend this.
Well, I might as well because it's Australian. And it was like not enough to bother going to the currency people to have take $18 of $40.
They do, eh? Yeah. Especially the ones at the airport are real bad.
They bamboozle you.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, okay, there's a... And then they're counting it. They're like... And then just put money in front of your face and you're, thank you.
Yep.
And maybe not everybody.
And the receipts are always like 3 foot long, so I don't know where to look for what, how much money I gave them compared to how much money I got back.
That's how they get you.
Then I bzzz, 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 bzzz. There it is. Here's your receipt.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd spend it, and I was left unattended because my wife found a really good posse for the kids.
Yep.
So she just sat, and I was like, I'm going to go back. Is there anything you need? She was like, this Mac makeup. So I was like, gotcha. Okay.
Oh,
I had that written down. That went flawlessly.
She wrote it down. Okay.
That was easy.
But then I was like, I need new sunglasses.
Yep.
Because I lost my last ones.
Yeah.
Broke the ones previously.
How much money did you have burning a hole in your pocket?
It was like $90.
Oh, right. Okay.
And this thing she wanted was just little.
If you're going to get Mac makeup, sunglasses, your sunglasses would have to be like $10.
Well, no, I was gonna get like the $40, $50 ones.
Oh, right.
So okay. I kept sending photos of me wearing sunglasses.
Yep.
To Sade, and she was like, those are women's sunglasses. I'm not going to do this anymore. So I gave up.
Okay.
But then I purchased something because I was looking at fragrances because that's one of those things I'll only ever buy duty free.
Because they're so much cheaper.
Yeah. And I never am anywhere where they sell fragrances otherwise.
Fragrances.
Yeah. Apart from the supermarket aisle.
Just like perfume.
Where the fragrances are like Lynx Africa or Richie McCaw Rexona.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at the fragrances and I was like, ooh, that's expensive because they're very expensive.
Yeah.
The one shaped like a man's
torso.
Body without the head and the arms and the
legs.
Oh,
that's John Paul. Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, which is weird. You're like, ooh, a dismembered body.
It
smells so good. I can't wait to spray myself with smelly water out of a dismembered body that I would be able to not identify due to the lack of fingerprints or dental records.
Yeah.
And so I was looking, I was like, that's expensive. And I turned around and I saw this one. I was like, $40?
Yeah.
That's great. That's the amount of money I've got.
Okay.
So I looked at it and I didn't even smell it because it was $40. And I thought, it's not going to be bad. And I bought it and I got back.
Buy a fragrance without smelling it?
Because But I could smell the area. Everything in the area smelled nice.
You're just like, oh, they're all
But it was like, you bought it just the price.
But you bought it just for the bottle. What, it was a pretty bottle?
No, I bought it because it was cheap.
What did the bottle look like?
The bottle was just a square perfume bottle.
Right.
Or was it? Because I got back and my wife's like, what did you buy? And I was like, well, here's your Mac thing.
Yeah.
Stick. Pencil.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my kids and they're colouring and I was like, I don't know why I need to buy this because they've got colouring in pencils.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and I bought this perfume, this parfum for myself. And she looked at it. She's like, Vaughn, that's olive oil. And I bought olive oil and a fancy. I bought it, and now I am now the owner of a friggin' $40 bottle of spray on olive oil.
That's so expensive. It's got spray.
Why are they selling olive oil at the duty free airport?
I went back and I looked, and it's like sunglasses, fragrances, 90-degree turn, food. But on this side, it was like a special display for this very ooh la la olive oil.
Right.
So I've got like 75 mil of olive oil that cost me like $40.
Right.
And no one's using it.
Ever.
Now it's one of those decorative things in your kitchen, like a pester and mortar that you never use. Mester and, what are they called? Pestle and mortar.
Mortar and pestle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those, because we've got a decorative one of those that we never use. They got used for the first time over the holidays, and it was by the neighbours. I was like, oh, that thing's never been used. Careful. I don't even know if it works. So now I've got a decorative bottle of olive oil.
It's a spritzer for your salad.
Yeah. Well, it was.
No one's spritzing anything with this. This goes off in the bottle. It costs too much money.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
You may have seen the video of Ryan Gosling dancing as a kid. He was in silver MC Hammer pants. There was a purple satin shirt. He did lots of things as a kid. Wasn't he in the Mickey Mouse?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, I think this was prior to that. He was in a dance crew and he said if you had a guy in your dance crew, you were most likely to win. So that's all he needed. He was in a group of girls and he was the only guy. Purple satin shirt. If you haven't, you need to see it because he was an amazing dancer, but he is still embarrassed over what he was wearing.
I wish I could say someone said, here, you have to wear this. But that was my idea. I thought, I have a vision for this number. It's purple and silver hammer pants.
He's so great because they're doing the promotional stuff for La La Land, which if you haven't seen, it's a musical though, Fleet. So.
Oh, yeah, because you...
No, but everybody's saying it's
amazing.
It's a good musical, right?
Yeah. It's not... It's not...
Didn't it
your
win
typical
six,
musical.
Won six seven. Golden Globes. Yeah, seven record. Golden Globes.
Yeah, it's definitely worth seeing. Now, charges have come in for six additional suspects arrested in Kim Kardashian's robbery case. There was four arrested, I think, last week.
I thought it was like 13.
Well, yeah, they've been dripping them out over a while now. There's six extra.
Doing that thing. I bet they're doing that thing, Vaughn. You talk and roll on the others and I'll let you go.
Oh, classic, yeah, right. Classic. Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
He's already told us that it was you. Yeah. Oh, has he? Oh, okay, then it was him.
They are facing charges from the French authorities, including being an organised gang, kidnapping, criminal association. Except the strangest thing, so there's these six people, they range in the age between 54 and 72. There is only one suspect.
72?
Yeah, that is 29 granddad. Years old.
Granddad's Robert Kardashian.
Did he even know who she was?
Yeah. This one 70-year-old man has been charged with possessing an AK-47. Granddad.
How old?
70.
You know when old people, comically, yeah, hold a high-pressure hose?
Yeah.
I just like to imagine it's like,
yeah.
That was powerful.
Selena Gomez is hitting back at Bella Hadid. I've got details at 7:30. And registered now to compete at the New Zealand Bong Comp on Waitangi weekend with
Did you say Bong Comp?
How many more do I need to do to win?
No, it's a bomb,
not bong. Bomb. Oh god.
Bomb comp.
Can you hear my heart beating and my ears are bleeding?
There is 15,000 worth of prizes up for grabs.
And we've got a big announcement as well. Read the bomb comp, which involves a little bit of importing from China.
You know, I love a bit of import export.
We've done a bulk import from China. China!
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
If you're kind of in debt on the credit cards and everything after holiday, because that's what you do. Don't you?
Oh, tick it up.
Yeah.
Actually,
and then you
just
work,
you know,
towards paying it off.
On that, we've got 20 grand to give away. Thanks to Westpac. I'm going to tell you after the break how you can win that. We're going to do four $5,000 draws.
All right. Can I enter? Because
no.
Otherwise, I don't care.
No.
Well, I care, but not as much as if you could in some way assist me. Okay. Then maybe I'll have to go and talk to Graham Hart or Richard Chandler. Those are two men. Those are the two richest New Zealanders.
I've heard of Graham Hart. Yeah. What's the other guy do? What's his
He runs Clermont Group, her personal investment fund.
Oh, okay.
Is that, I don't know. Is hedge fund, is that an offensive term? Or is that one
know.
Of those?
I don't know what that means.
Because it's one of those
means.
Things you only ever hear bad things about hedge funds. So I don't know if it's, you call it now something different because of how the name's tarnished.
Right.
I don't know anything about finances.
I don't neither.
But these are the two richest New Zealanders, and they have more wealth than 30% of the poorest adult population of New Zealand. So if 30% of adults got of the poorest adults in New Zealand got together and put all their money in a pile, it still wouldn't be nearly as much as these guys.
Does it say how many people that would be? Just 30%
of
the adult population.
That's insane,
isn't
it? It's got to be a million people, right? Because what's 4.5 million New Zealanders?
Yeah,
if you take
a bit more
the kids and everything, then it's got to be about a million. It's got to be about a million people. If you're wondering exactly how much, so Graham Hart, who, if you didn't know, does cardboard boxes.
So I think he does a bit more than that. But
you know, the first time I found, because I saw his yacht, the first I'd ever heard about him, I saw this. I think he's had four yachts since then. I saw this huge
Well, they're not really
boat.
Yachts, super yachts, aren't
super
they?
Super yachts,
yeah.
Super duper yachts.
Super mega yachts.
That's what they're called, super
mega,
duper yachts.
Yeah. Humongous super duper yachts.
Yeah, I know
ultimate
people
yachts.
That have jobs working on super duper yachts and they just travel around with these rich people.
Ultimate super yachts.
Yeah.
So I saw that. I was like, whose yacht is that?
Yeah.
And they said, that's Graham Hart, New Zealand richest man. I was like, what does he do? And they said, literally, cardboard boxes. I was like, amazing. How do you take cardboard boxes and turn? But there's more to that. It's like packaging and
all that.
Then that's how he started, but now he's made his own money. And this other guy, Richard Chan. So Graham Hart's worth $9 billion New Zealand dollars. And Richard Chandler's worth $3.7 billion New
Zealand
dollars.
I would never ever, even if I started a business, be that rich because I'm too lazy. Like, well, if I just got to a mill, I'd be like, oh, I'm
done. That's it.
I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to retire to Tika Witty.
Yeah.
Buy a whole house, pay off the mortgage.
Yes. How do you,
and just get alpacas.
Have that much in your bank account, get up in the morning to go to work.
I know. I don't know. That's why we're not rich.
How much is enough? Like, yeah. When's he going to be like, I've had my fill of money.
I literally
would not be able to get rid of this if I tried.
Like, if you've got a super duper billion yacht, just go live on that and just retire. Wouldn't you do that?
But see, this is the attitude of why we'll never ever have a million, let alone the B version of a million.
Yeah.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's the top six.
Today's top six is the top six wedding organisational nightmares for Richie and Gemma's wedding, which they kept secret, right? Because everybody thought it happened at the end of last year. And there was a lot of speculation that it had already happened and it had flown under the radar, and then it did actually happen.
But then I think people saw them gathering and friends in Wanaka and they thought, well, something's up. And, you know, it's a small town. If you're doing the catering.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the caterer's blabbed. But I'm just saying that it's a small town. You'd only have to say to one person, Richie and Gemma are getting married, and then it'll be out of the bag in a small town like that.
And have some weird code name. They're like, we don't have wedding code names here. That's them. Like, it would be very hard in a town that small. Mm. I mean, there's lots of tourists coming and going, but all the permanent residents would I know a caterer in Wanaka.
Do you?
I'm going to ask her if she knew if they catered it. So how many wedding caterers would there be in Wanaka?
Four.
Probably it was in Wanaka, right? Not the Queenstown side of the
Crown
Range.
Probably quite a few.
Probably quite a few.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Right, so the top six wedding organisational nightmares for Richie and Gemma's wedding are number six, the butty forwards eating all the canapes. So I always got a little Dan nuts on a canapé.
Was Dan there?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be dealing with that. Maybe I'll be dealing with that in an upcoming number, so you should shut your mouth. Please only comment on what's been said.
Okay, he didn't have rugby players as his groomsmen either. He had old friends,
Why
I think.
Why should he?
Oh, well, I was just like, he spends a lot of time with them. Imagine trying to shove them into a suit.
Oh, so that have
just because
they
you
all
work,
have suits.
You play rugby and work with people. I mean, are we going to be your bridal in your bridal party?
Shit, no.
Are we even invited to the wedding?
Wow, TBC.
Wow. If we are, I'm going to knock the canapes out of the person's hand as payback for that very comment. So the booty forwards eating all the canapes, because I always go nuts on a canape. Am I saying that right? Canapes. Canapes.
So, nibble. I call them nibbles.
Nibbles.
I call them nibbles.
Number five was finding a microphone capable of having Steve Hansen and Richie McCaw talk into it and have the people at the back being able to hear them. Because even people with microphone experience and projection abilities have trouble getting the people at the back to hear them.
And they do.
Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me right back there? That was Steve Hansen. Number four on the top six today are Richie McCaw and Gemma McCaw. She gone with McCaw? From Flynn?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You should call her Gemma Flynn until you know.
Flynn McCaw sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Mm.
Doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah, it does.
You couldn't
hyphen
it. The number four on their wedding organisational nightmares is whether or not to give a vegetarian option. Because it's going to cost you a meat alternative. And do you really care that someone ticked vegetarian on the dietary requirements part of the invite? There was only one of them. I mean, there's vegetables around the meat. Just eat those. I doubt you're going to have trouble at an All Blacks wedding finding someone to eat the meat part of the dish.
Yeah.
This might not have even happened at their wedding, but I just know when you're organising a wedding, it's really annoying having to give a vegetarian option. You've got to really like that vegetarian.
Did you have many at your wedding?
Two, but I really liked them.
What a conundrum.
I know. This is why I projected my wedding problems. But they were the only two that were the vegetarian option.
They weren't
really
vegan? They weren't vegan?
No.
Vaughn doesn't have any vegan friends.
he used to, like quite a few.
But I ate them. Number three on the list of Richie and Gemma's wedding organisational nightmares, pleasing the sponsors. I mean, when the photos come out, you'll see this, but Adidas boots for the wedding party.
Yeah.
Powerade in the champagne glasses.
It's Gatorade now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gatorade in the champagne glasses. Sorry, I should have looked at the sponsors. Ford wedding cars. The jockeys were easy. You just wore those under the pants. However, the Sanitarium Wheatbix hors d'oeuvres were a hard sell.
Yeah. Although the vegetarians like them.
So dry. Well, did they? So dry. Number two on the winning organisational nightmares of Richie and Gemma, getting holographic Dan Carter attending.
Oh,
broadband's not great in Wanaka.
No.
So he kept cutting in and out.
Yeah.
He was like holographic Tupac, but not.
Yeah.
Because he was broadcasting from France, not rapper's heaven. And number one, it was a seating plan organisational nightmare, actually. Number one, Aaron Smith not being sat too close to the disabled toilets.
Oh.
He's got a problem. I don't even know if he was invited.
I don't know.
But let's just say he was.
Yeah, sure. It works. Yeah.
Couldn't sit in too close. That's today's top six.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We are joined in studio by special guest Emily McLean with the website matchstickdating.com. Now, you are like a Tinder profile. Would you say just Tinder or like online dating specialist?
I'd say online dating specialist. I can do them all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like the Hitch for men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Matchstickdating.com is a category unrated, web page blocked here at work.
No, I've got it.
Sexual material have you on there?
Well, I think so I've just blocked you because you've been looking up weird stuff.
I have had a bit of that today, actually.
I can see it just fine. You can create people's profiles for them.
I do. So, you know, they come to me and they go, I had no luck on Tinder. I've been swiping for 3 weeks. I've got two matches. And I'm like, you know what? Your pictures are really bad. You've got nothing in your bio. And, you know, I sort of make life a little easier for them in that regard.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you look through a guy's profile and they might have, like, real douchebaggy pictures. Do you help them out with that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. No douchebags allowed. Just remember the tagline. But, like, they put pigs on their back. That's, like, the classic Kiwi shot. And they're, like, fishing shots or just, like, three shots of their car and then, like, one of, like, a blurry picture of them in a club. And you're like, oh, yeah, there's my future husband, you know? Like,
when I heard about this, I was like, surely people don't need that much assistance, but...
Well, I don't think women need any help on Tinder, do they? It's the men.
It's got enough duck faces from the women. You know? Yeah. Just the men.
But it's selling a product that doesn't need selling, does it? Doesn't need advertising, woman. But men really need to market themselves a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, women are so used to taking nice pictures with their friends and writing nice things. And men are like, you know, there's some great guys out there,
yeah,
but they just do a few little things wrong.
Right. So you're saying women are good at lying?
No, we're good.
They're
at,
good at
we're
portraying
good at
a false,
all,
a false
no,
product.
We're all marketing executives. We're very good at marketing ourselves.
I'd right? Say okay.
More so.
Whereas guys are too honest.
Guys are, but guys don't realise you actually need to put in a little bit of effort to get a lot of reward from, you know,
okay,
stuff like swiping.
And that's ironically, just like the guys in relationships too. You're like, put in a bit of effort. Show the romance. Like, do the vacuuming once.
It's true.
It's okay.
No, I have a friend and he actually like has diarized, like one day a month he buys his girlfriend flowers, another day a month he texts his girlfriend sweet things. You know, you actually kind of need to plan these things
who
sometimes.
Who is this guy?
Whoa.
Did you?
He's taken, Megan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm not dating him.
you mentioned the photos on Tinder, but what about the bio? What does that have to say?
Like, okay. Any tips for that?
Yeah, sure. So women read the bio, and it's really important. If you put effort into the bio, they think you're going to put effort into them. So you need to state, like, a little bit about you, a little bit about what you're looking for, and you kind of your intentions, you know? If you're looking for a good time or a long time.
What sort of length, though? Because if it gets too wordy, people aren't going to read the whole thing.
It's true. It's three sentences. Three sentences, all you need.
Some of them try and be, like, real jokey, like they're a comedian, but that kind of turns me off.
Yeah.
Like,
it turns a lot of women off. They just think he's here for, like, a laugh, not actually taking it, that, you know, which he is.
He's here for a laugh.
That's what it sounds like.
God. Okay.
So... Yeah. Pictures then, like what would be some tips for guys pictures wise?
So the first picture you want to have is just a really good clear shot of your sort of head profile.
Yeah.
Next shot, you in a suit.
Okay.
Woman love a girl in a, oh sorry, woman love a man in a suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you want like a hobby shot, you're well rounded in that regard. And then you want a shot with like friends or family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think drinking shots are like a no-no?
Oh my gosh. The amount of drinking shots, I'm like, no. Put them away. I don't want to see beer, vodka. The amount of shots in the Ponsonby clubs, like take them away. You know, like it's just...
Really? Well, so should you crop... Like, say that first photo, you're just saying like a nice face photo.
Yep.
Should you crop out everybody else in that initial photo.
Crop out that ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. She's obviously not making the cut.
That's another thing that you see on like the dating apps and stuff is group shots. And then you're just like, well, if their friends are hotter, that's bad. And then like, which one are they?
Yeah.
Like, is that a no-no, all group shots?
All group shots are a no-no, but science has shown that men who surround themselves with slightly attractive women are actually a little bit more desirable.
Because, oh my God.
And I know it sounds
awful. Competition element.
Yeah, and they're thinking like, oh wow, he must be wanted by all these women, so obviously I should want him
too. I want him too.
Yeah, it's a psychology.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say other hot guys because then it brings their like 5 up to maybe a 6.5 or something. No.
Pulls them up by association.
No, guys don't. No, it actually pulls them down.
Oh.
If you see an average dude and a hot dude, you're like, I wish I was swiping on him. And then you're like, oh, it's the other dude.
Right.
No. Do you know, it's funny because that's literally like what girls say, which is a bit sad.
There's so many roles, eh? Like, who knew? Who knew?
So are you in a relationship or are you single?
I'm single.
So why should people be taking your advice?
Yeah, but because she might want to be single.
Because I'm married, but I don't believe anybody should be listening to what I have to say about it.
But the only prerequisite Emily needs is that you're a female and you know
exactly
because like, she's giving guys advice.
Right.
I've been out with enough guys on Tinder now right. to know what to do.
Do you ever throw yourself under the bus with one just to see? You know, like I'm going to date go on a douchebag date.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I've done For research purposes, and hopefully they don't know.
And it's all tax deductible, I suppose.
Yeah, we're going to Sugar Club next time.
Yeah. Wow. Chalk it up. I'm getting 30% of this back.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We're in studio with Emily McLean from Matchstick Dating. She is helping us with online dating profiles. Now, we do this thing, Emily, called Tinder Nightmares. Basically, people tell us about their awful Tinder dates.
Yep.
Have you ever had one?
Well, firstly, he wanted to meet me in this really dodgy part of town. I won't even tell you. It was out in West Auckland, but hey, that's fine.
Was it Te Aroha Peninsula? That's where Vaughan lives.
Yeah. Was it? Te Aroha. We're actually gentrifying. It's a lovely area. It's really coming up through the ranks. We prefer to call ourselves Central West now.
Right.
And he bought his dog, and it was a really scary looking dog. And so obviously I didn't want to sit near him because he bought this weird dog. And then he thought we were sort of really getting like connected and touch, and quite bizarre and quite awful. But I haven't had one of those like I walked into a thing and he was so weird. You know, it's more
okay. Because
like,
if it makes you feel better, there's been someone who dressed up as a Pikachu. And
yeah, someone else that said I'm going to be parked at the Port Hills. Come and watch me play with myself.
So then, yeah,
like you
being from Christchurch, I hear that a lot.
Pump up the port. Do you realize that kind of popular?
The Port Hills,
Simon Christchurch.
You want to park up the Port Hills? You know what's going down.
So you actually run a service where because you obviously women don't need the help, but the guys do. You run a service where the guys can actually get you to overhaul their profile.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. Matchstick Dating. And you have packages too, so like you can do the whole shebang.
You can. We can do a full-on photo shoot, and guys have been doing this. So we like take them around town with a professional photographer and they change their outfit.
Don't laugh, Vaughn.
No, but then that's not him though, is it?
But it is him. It's just him in the best light possible because he's probably never thought about taking nice photos before.
And it's still like his personality, but someone helps you put it on paper.
Exactly.
Like guys aren't very good at, you know, saying anything good about themselves.
I don't know. I like going fishing.
I don't know. That's the best answer to anything. Yeah, I don't know.
The worst one you hear is not really sure why I'm on here. Mate, sign me up. And you're like, well, why? You know?
That's such a lie.
They want to date you.
It's such a lie. And so, do you have any like little stories where someone's come along and they've had like a pig on their back or a picture of their car and you've done a photo shoot and they've actually like...
Yeah.
Really? Okay, wow.
Totally. Yeah. I had a guy come in and he looked really creepy. Just picture of him in this old sort of tweed suit.
Yeah.
And
I feel like he
sounds
tried
great. I love tweed suits.
Vaughn had that look like, I'd date him.
Tweed suit? Great sounding guy. Did he have the patches on the elbows?
Probably.
That would have been good. But then what about like the pig guy? He, that's him though, and then... He has these nice photos in a suit and then his this girl's like, what are you doing this weekend? He's like, oh, I'm going to the bush to murder pigs. Like, and she's like, oh, I didn't know that about you.
He can still have a hobby as like pig hunting, but you don't need that as one of the photos that sells you. No, but you find that out on one of the dates, you know? Like,
right, it's a game about a foot in the door.
Like first impressions.
Yeah.
It's a foot in the door. Yeah. That's the big thing here. It's a foot in the door. And after date three, you say, I love pig hunting. And by then she's already enamored with your great personality. Yeah. She thinks, I want to come too.
Murder them all.
Can we go back to Tweed Suit Guy? What happened to him?
So he came to me, and so I put like some really nice shots of him, like he loves skiing and all this, did his bio, and he emailed me and he's like, oh my gosh, matches literally increased by 50% just over the weekend.
He gave you the stats.
He's a wee bit nerdy.
He loves stats. I love stats, one of his bio. I really love working out the statistics of how many likes I get. So
I'm happy for Tweed Suit Guy.
I know. You don't even know Tweed Suit Guy.
Look
how pleased you are for him.
Yeah.
I know. I am too. So, you know, I feel like I'm bringing connections. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want help, if you feel like we've described your Tinder profile perfectly, Emily can help you out at matchstickdating.com.
Emily, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of relationships, next we're going to talk about Gritchie. Gemma and Richie.
Gritchie.
I've shipped their name.
Gritchie doesn't work.
I've shipped it.
No.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
The wedding of the year, that's what they're calling it. Here's the thing. One of our fine ex-hockey players married a helicopter enthusiast over the weekend.
Right.
And I don't know why, but people went bloody mental for it.
That, didn't they?
They went mental, good mental, bad mental. Shouldn't be saying mental like that, should I? But anyway.
They went crazy.
Crazy.
Very crazy.
So fair enough, from what I can tell, Richie and Gemma wanted some privacy on their wedding day.
Because do you remember when Dan got married? Carter got married. Wasn't it in the Marlborough Sounds? And the same thing happened. People went crazy. They wanted the paparazzi.
The Marlborough Sounds, you'd need a helicopter to spy on them, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
Or a boat or something. But in Wanaka, it was just like find a hilltop.
And get a big, because that's the thing.
A big telescopic lens. The minute you're using like anything that's not a standard lens to take a photo of someone from, you know, a distance, it's creepy.
Yeah.
So this was how the media approached it. They were like, well, people are going to want to see this. And then people who looked at the photos then launched their disgust at the media as, you know, why are you doing this? Says the person who literally just clicked on it.
Yeah.
To see the photos, but then express their outrage at the fact that someone took the photos that they then looked at.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what came first? The paper not doing clickbait or the people not clicking on clickbait? I don't know.
I understand, though, because, like, it's their special day. It's probably one day where you would expect a bit of privacy. Like, they understand that their public profiles and all that, but
I thought that earned.
Yeah.
A day of privacy.
They had security guards. They were doing umbrellas and all kinds to, like, stop people from seeing.
Have they done, like, a woman's magazine?
Yeah, half the point is that they have an exclusive deal, so the photos and any of the details can't be revealed until the woman's magazine has put it out. I don't know. It must be Women's Day, surely.
Fruitcake.
What?
What?
The wedding cake. Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Take it from me.
Really?
I was there.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Oh, no, I wasn't. No, it wasn't even believable for a second, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, not at all.
But he's a fruitcake guy.
Yeah.
Hey, like, if you were to judge him, what kind of cake do you think he'd have? It'd be a fruitcake.
No, but Gemma would overthrow that.
Nah, Gemma would get it'd be a multi-tier cake.
What is your normal wedding cake made out of?
Well, it can be whatever you want.
The fruit cake's a good base
right?
Because it's hefty. It can hold up the other tiers.
It's a great foundation. You don't want to build on the soft foundation of a lemon drizzle cake.
Or a sponge. Any kind of sponge.
Even the weight of an almond icing and then a white marzipan covering would probably be too much for a lemon drizzle cake.
I don't know a lot about
weddings, but a lot about the density of cakes.
Right.
So I think you go fruit cake. But anyway, besides the point. Yeah, and then people. Then Richie shared a photo yesterday saying our first woke up this morning as Mr. and Mrs. McCaw, and people loved it. Did you see? Oh, my wife showed me yesterday.
He shared it, though.
Had something like 34,000 likes.
But he posted that. So yeah.
It's Richie McCaw. He got us the World Cup. Everyone's like stoked for him.
There was other people help.
I know, but he's the captain.
About beef. Is Biebs wedding going to get the sort of coverage?
I don't know.
He was the one that did the kick.
He did, didn't he?
He did a big kick.
Well, he's had a telly movie. He's had his thing, hasn't he?
But are we going to be like... Is he married? I don't know his current marital status or Facebook relationship status. But
right.
If he gets married, are we going to like... The same papers and news outlets that went to spy, they've got to send somebody. They've got to send somebody. Come on. You can't.
Send the local.
What would he feel? I watched that telly movie. He had to return his Ford Ranger Ute like three times.
Every time he got dropped. I know. That was the saddest part about that telly movie.
I know. And then he did the great kick and he got us the thing and we all loved him. But have we forgotten him enough that we don't even want a paparazzi his wedding?
I think so.
Let's apply for equal treatment of All Blacks.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Right, we're going to play Good News, Bad News.
Yeah, the summer holidays edition. So you tell us your good news. We're going to start with bad news, right?
Bad news.
So if you've had bad news, you tell us the worst thing that happened over the summer break.
Yep.
And then you follow it up with good news.
The best thing that happened on your summer break.
Yeah, the best thing that happened on your summer break. So bad news first, then good news.
What if it's really bad news? Like, what if someone's actually really had some bad news?
I know, but then
do you want some Debbie Downer stuff on here?
No, but then we're all here for each
good
other.
News.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
Talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, do you want to go first?
Do I want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, the worst thing that happened on my break.
Yep.
You were traveling
the world. There must have been something.
I ate some bad food.
Oh, did you get that?
And there was a bit
of holiday runs.
There was a bit of holiday runs.
That's not bad. That's the worst thing that happened to you.
It was only a day. It was only a day. It wasn't like a Southeast Asia where I've had a 3 day.
Right.
3 days of...
Because you were in Mexico for a bit. Your bad news could have been you were beheaded by a drug cartel. Like
I wasn't,
things get, well, that's good. Yeah. That could be your good news, is that you weren't beheaded.
No, that's not my good news.
Okay, what's your good news?
The best thing that happened to me over summer is I came back from a holiday, and I went to some amazing places.
So the best part didn't even happen on... Because you swam with Saturday. A turtle. That would have been...
Yeah.
Oh, no!
You went to the Galapagos.
Okay.
Was it the Galapagos?
No. No. No, you know that turtles are in lots of places.
Oh. Where did you go?
We're near the Galapagos Islands.
I was literally hundreds of thousands of miles. Well, I'm not actually not that far, but yeah. I did swim with turtles, you know. Oh,
where did
maybe
you swim
I'll
with
change,
turtles,
maybe I'll change mine.
That was pretty good. That
it was because I had my GoPro strapped around my wrist and I was like, I could have touched it, but yeah. I didn't.
Please tell me where you swam with the turtles.
Oh, the Cayman Islands.
Oh, okay.
He went
islands.
And he evaded tax. And
I evaded tax.
He set up a tax haven.
No, there was this beach you could literally just get a snorkel and you just swam out like 10, 20 metres and they were always there. And I saw like so many.
Did you touch one?
No, I didn't.
Touch. I don't.
You're not
after. Remember that dolphin? He put his finger in the blowhole and it died. What was that dolphin?
That is an absolute mocko.
Yeah, that's Mocko the dolphin. Do you remember Mocko? Mocko. Swimming with the people. And then Fletch was like, what happens if you put your finger in his blowhole? And then 2 months later, it was dead.
Fletch.
He keeps telling people that happened. That never happened.
Did that happen?
I think that will be my best news. I was going to say because I got a soda stream machine and it's changed my life because I love, sparkly water.
You traveled the world and your good news is you got
a soda stream.
I don't
know why it's taking me this long because I'm always like, oh, I've got to go to the dairy and get sparkly water again.
We've all moved on from soda water.
What? Is it too posh or something? Why are you looking at me like I'm like the queen or something?
No, because just yesterday I read an article about SodaStream and how to avoid buying SodaStream canisters because you're supporting the Israeli war effort.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if it was one of those stories that's got no basis in truth, but I freaked out.
Fake news.
I haven't filled up my CO2 for years.
Fake news, Donald Trump. Fake news.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I don't want to support a war machine.
I've wandered into Noel Lemmings and supported the Israeli war effort accidentally.
Yeah, I feel like I'm crushing people.
That would be my bad news and good news. The runs.
That you're supporting
the
runs.
And I swam with a turtle. Okay. That's my
Megan, bad news.
I don't have any bad news. I didn't, do anything too outrageous.
How about that thing you were telling me about?
I didn't want to talk about that.
What thing?
With presents.
You know, my family loves my partner more than me because he got lots of Christmas presents and I got...
She only got one and it was a joint. She only got one present from her parents and it was a joint.
Oh, my God, okay.
Because I didn't want to sound ungrateful to New Zealand.
Well, you're certainly not sounding ungrateful.
No, not at all.
No, they were very nice sheets.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, what about good news?
How many presents did he get?
He got like three. One was worth $100. I know.
You were counting. You were adding it up.
That's what you do with your siblings. You don't do it with your partner.
When you're six.
He's not even blood. Like, he's marrying into this.
He's not even blood.
And they already like him more than me. Anyway, guess that's my worst.
But then that's self-explanatory.
What?
You've been around long enough for them to grow a distaste for you. I didn't even grow up with you and I wouldn't buy you a present.
Okay, what's your best moment of the break?
You're going to say this is lame too, but I started running. Don't laugh.
Should you be doing that on your bum?
No, that's the thing. I like have been able to like run again.
Do you remember when you had those imitation Skecher roundy shoes?
The shape-ups.
I imagine you run like that iguana did on BBC Earth.
Maybe I do.
There's a snake chasing you.
Probably run faster if there was a snake chasing you.
Yeah, right. Okay, Vaughn, you go. What's your bad news?
My bad news is I found out a dear friend is addicted to the Lethal Weapon TV series.
How dare you out me on air?
Fletch said to me, okay, I don't need judgment on this, but have you watched the Lethal Weapon TV series? It's really great. I was like, no.
You haven't watched Westworld. You prioritised that.
Do you know, I did have Westworld on my phone to watch because I really want to watch it. But then I was on the plane and it was on there. So I was like, you know, I'll just try an episode of some lighthearted action comedy.
And now you're
in. And I was hooked and I've seen 9 episodes and it's great. It should be on primetime TV.
You should never be hooked to a TV show that stars one of the Wayans brothers.
I know, right? I'm disappointed in myself.
It's a rule of mine.
I am. Yeah. What's your best news then?
I took my daughters to see Moana and they loved it as much as I did.
Yeah.
And now we sing the songs all the time.
Oh,
don't say that's your best news. Now everyone's like, oh, you're such a sweet person. Oh, you're such a nice man.
I'm sorry, sheet. It is. I was wrecking my brain. I had a good, but like standout moments when we went and saw that. And then they were just like really into it. And now we sing it. And now I can sing the whole rock song
for
about
it. You're such a dick.
I don't want to go on about it, but you're welcome. It's a great song. And I honestly think it's my favourite Disney movie now.
Right. It is. I liked it better than Frozen.
It's overtaken Frozen and the Lion King. And
so you'll see this now 4,000 times.
Yes. When it comes, not really looking forward to its digital download release or DVD because it will be on over and over and over.
Lie to your children and say it doesn't come out until 2020.
It never came out on DVD. Apparently everybody saw it at the movies and wanted to see it. So Disney just flagged the DVD release.
Right, so you can join us now for Bad News, Good News. 0800 dials at M. You can text in 9696. The best thing and the worst thing that happened over your summer break.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Good news, bad news, the holiday edition. We want the best thing that happened over your holiday and the worst.
Yeah. You can go bad news first and then, because we'll be like, oh, but then hit us with the good news. Yeah. So we're back, maybe even above. Or you can go good news first and then hit us with the bad news.
Should we start with some texts then?
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody said, bad news, my dog ate slug and snail pellets and nearly died.
Oh my God, that's what killed my dog, Bruno.
Like a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Good news, the dog lived. So their good news
so
comes
lucky.
Off of the bad news. Good news, I went to the USA. Bad news, the airline lost my bags and gave my seat away to a standby. What does that mean? Does that mean somebody, what? How could they give them away?
If you're there,
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Maybe they were waiting for their bag.
Well,
that's terrible.
Some other ones. Bad news. My fiance got fined for littering his cigar butt a few hours before catching our flight home from Thailand. Who litters? What a dick. Totally deserved it. Good news. Got to take a selfie on PP Island, which is the one that you see and it's glamorous. It's like that nearly enclosed island, but then you get there and it's just jam-packed with boats. And you're
beautiful.
Like, oh, how am I going to crop all these out? Good news. I got to hand feed a poo gecko and watch it chase a duck for a piece of bread. Bad news.
That's good news for the whole holiday.
No, but that's pretty cool.
Bad news. Yeah. Had shoplifters help themselves to $100 worth of stock and intimidate me for 45 minutes when I was working alone.
What?
That's
bad
scary.
News. Also, the other bad news is that poo gecko might have eaten that duck. Poo geckos can eat ducklings. They kill ducklings.
They do that.
Why
are they bad?
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I was just trying to not make them feel better. Bad news. My boyfriend's addicted to a PlayStation 4 game where you tame dinosaurs to survive on an island.
that sounds really fun.
Good news is I bought a PS4 and now I'm also addicted to the game and we play together, helping each other tame dinosaurs and survive on an island.
That relationship is going from strength to strength. They're doing it together.
Good news, my best mate from Australia stayed for Christmas and I got to see her use her new bionic hand.
What?
If you had a friend with a bionic hand, would you be like, crush this,
is that one of those things where like they think about it and it goes, crush.
Maybe. Oh. Bad news, I need surgery for an abdominal hernia.
Oh, that's not, that would be painful. Mm. Joe, good news, bad news?
I want to say my good news first.
Okay.
I got an iPhone 7, so I was pretty stoked about that.
Oh, that is good news. How do you like, though, not having the headphone jack? Is that annoying?
It's all right, I guess.
Okay.
That's just, yeah. But right. The bad news was I dropped it down the toilet a couple of days later.
So you still don't have a headphone jack or a phone.
lack of headphone jack, least of his problems.
Amazing. Thanks, Joe. Gina, good news, bad news. What do you want to go with first?
Hi. So the bad news is I had to work over the Christmas break. But the good news is that I'm pregnant, so I didn't miss out on much, so I just got to eat and be fat.
Brilliant.
And no judgment. That is great news.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Kirsten, good news, bad news, summer holiday edition. What do you want to start with?
I'll start with the good news.
Okay, so, good news.
I got to spend 2 weeks down at the batch with friends and family in Whangamata, so that was pretty awesome.
Okay. Great. I mean, also good news is you've got a family batch at Whangamata. I mean,
where's our timelessly
good news?
What are you doing over Easter? You should invite us.
Oh, yeah, you guys could definitely come down.
And then you pull out last minute and it's just like...
Because
you can't go. I don't want to cancel, though. You guys can go if you want. But in a way, you're telling us that you don't want us to be there. Yeah. And we're like, fine, where's the key? We'll take care of the place.
Okay, so you
can use all the water in your tank? You know, that's the great things of when you let someone who's not
and
family
we don't
use
clean
the batch.
Up. No. Yeah. Okay, so that's the good news. So what's the bad news?
And the bad news was we came home and then my boyfriend Sabara got stolen outside the front of my house.
That is bad news. Because now you've got no way of getting back to the good news because it's cast.
It's true.
It's a long walk back to the good news.
It is.
Good news, when you get back to the good news, your butt looks great.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We have special guests in the studio with us, Grace and Tana. I had to look at my sheet because I always confuse the names with the characters. Good morning.
Lucy, good morning.
Lucy
good
morning. And Ali.
Now, how were your summer breaks? What did you do? What do you do when you're not on Shortland Street?
You make the most of your time off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Travel, okay. Sun, beaches.
Yep. Where'd you travel to?
I did a little tiki tour with a group of my friends. We started in Wellington, then went to Napier, then Gisborne, then Hastings, then Tauranga. It's a good time.
Do you to get hassled because you're on Shortland Street? Like, do your friends, like, do they give you a bit of stick or are they just like,
Not really my friends, but out in public it gets a bit, you get a bit of a day. It's not too bad though because I was with Jaden Daniels, and he's like, you know, one of the favourites. He was one of the favourites. He's in jail now. But,
Because of your tiki tour. No, sorry.
On the show. Jaden Daniels is not in jail.
Right.
But I mean, he cops a lot of the flack, so I kind of just.
Wasn't he on the Air New Zealand?
Yeah, he was.
He's on the new one.
He's on the
tiki touring all over the place, eh?
What about you, Grace?
I went around. I really got around the town. I went to Noosa, went to Christchurch. I know what you're thinking. A lot of fun. I went to Queenstown and then I went, to Tauranga as well. It was pretty cool. It didn't feel like I moved around heaps.
Yeah.
We get a good break.
I've got a question though, because you put up a photo and you said how you were like, but like me, like your freckles really come through.
Yeah, and mine form a moustache on the top of my lip. And my sister texts me and she's like, no offence, but that photo looks like you've got a moustache. And I'm like, well, it's already out there, so cool.
It's because your freckles turn on you and form a moustache.
They do. They just accumulate on my top lip.
Yeah.
Anyway,
But that's my question, is because you get tan and then your freckles become more prominent and stuff. And so like one day, because I don't know how far ahead of the cliffhanger you filmed.
Well, so we film like 6 weeks ahead, right?
Right. But so like in mid-February, all of a sudden you're going to go to ad break and come back, you're going to be like 4 shades browner.
Yeah, I'll be really like surprised if you can pick up though. Like generally speaking, they like kind of give us a bit of natural glow, a bit of Thin Lizzy to like darken us up prior to the break.
Yeah.
But I come back fat, black and blonde. Like I just come back and I'm like, wow, I've put on a lot of weight from Christmas. My hair is a lot lighter and my skin, I've really got a tan. So there's just a scene there where I kind of change. The makeup department do their best efforts to like change.
Yeah, because the continuity, because it is just continually filming. And do we just sort of allow the fact that there's 6 weeks or a month of the year that just disappears in Ferndale?
How do you mean?
Well, because like it's Christmas at the cliffhanger and then you come back and it's still the same moment. The cliffhanger ends.
Yeah, is it
and then
supposed
all of a sudden
be...
you've caught right up.
Because we leave you near Christmas.
Or is there a sort of a time compression?
They can't, everything happens a lot faster. But they're pretty topical. Like they always do, they pick up on the dates. Like they recognise Anzac Day and Easter and Christmas.
But
and
they just go, most of January doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Just say
forward.
If pregnancies happen real fast.
Yeah.
Like real, you just get big real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you think,
if
you continue to be pregnant, how long do you think your pregnancy is going to last? Have they told you?
I don't know, but there's someone at work who is actually pregnant and I did start behind her.
And you've already passed.
And I feel like I've passed her.
You've already passed by.
So let's talk about the cliffhanger because the Shortland Street returns tonight.
There's a car crash and we don't even know if Ali is coming back because there's flames and you are nowhere to be seen. So, like, what's
the serious stuff, eh? Well, I can't give away
anything. Tane might actually be unemployed right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I'm going to Shortland Street this afternoon. I'm not going to say I'm not.
This could be, like, your last promo chat.
Yeah. No, there would be a goodbye one as well.
Oh, yeah, right.
I would hope, eh?
Well, you'll just be back in tomorrow if you die, I suppose. Mm. So we won't ask you too many questions.
And Women's Day in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Saying, I never wanted to leave. Sorry.
My new love, and you're like, oh, they're in a relationship, but it's not. It's just like you just rescue animals now.
Or they took up kite surfing.
Yeah.
It's so misleading. The magazines.
Like, there's too much conflict of schedule, man. Like with kite surfing. You never know when a good Easterly's going to pick up, bruh.
So is there anything that you can tell us?
No, it's all pretty dramatic. And like Lucy is, I guess she's kind of confronted by the fact that she may have lost her husband, her dad, and potentially her baby. Which is pretty grim when you think about it.
I saw those
what's the catch
dramatical, like, what do you call them?
Like the promo videos.
The guy who films them for us has got such an incredible vision because, like, he words them to me and I'm like, oh, okay, so there's going to be a sheep and, like, a wheel and, like, keys. And I'm like, totally. And I act as though I can totally see where he's coming from. I have no idea what the heck he's thinking.
Have you guys seen them?
Yeah.
They're nutty, but they do look really cool.
What do you think the eyes on my hands mean? Because I still have no idea, right? I don't have a single idea.
Too many drugs.
To be honest, I don't know either.
Cinematography guys are a trip.
He's very clever. He's totally so clever.
I'd like to see I'd like to see the breakdown of what cliffhangers have involved on Shortland Street every year because there's like a fire, there's the car crash. There was a literal cliffhanging one year. Like there was people hanging off a cliff. One year. I reckon, like, I'm going to float some ideas to the writers for next season, like, monsters, because there's not been a monster one.
You know that nothing is out of the question, as in, like, that you so should
Here's
propose.
Here's my favourite idea.
Okay. Oh, God.
A fog rolls in.
Yeah.
And for the last half of the last episode, all you can see is the fog and just some weird noises. And people are like, I can't see what's happening. Where have you gone?
But how does the fog...
Will this fog ever clear? And it's just a fog because anything could have been happening.
Okay, so a couple of things are out of the question.
Get into the hospital.
Great question. It'll be answered in the first episode back next year. And then you get a new character because a scientist came in and he's telling you about the fog, but then your life also hangs out.
As well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just...
Picture, I love it. Okay.
You're in. You guys are all like, this is mysterious.
There's no bad idea in a brainstorm.
And then every promo over the break is just fog. And someone being like, I can't see a thing. What is happening here? Shortland Street. Don't worry about it. Okay, I'll take my... I'm taking it to Summer Bay. You can get stuck. That's a home and away.
Summer Bay. No, my character got with Ben Mitchell when I started, so anything can happen.
Yeah. Don't write anything off.
All right, well, Shortland Street tonight, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Tell us why you spent some time in, what country was this in? Cuba.
In Cuba.
Why and you spent some time detained in Cuba at the customs.
Why you were smuggling white powders?
Because my wife got the explosive dab. You know,
did
the she got the explosive dab.
I haven't had that for a while.
I always have that.
But then, yeah.
Why the dab and me?
God, I get so angry because I had one. I was going through one, and you know how you've got to put all your liquids in a plastic bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
No, I don't care.
I just because I have a toilet bag and I just leave them in there.
You're so.
But then you've got to pull it out and take them all out of the.
No, it's rubbish. They never pull you up. But this one person, this lady, she's like, I actually did have a plastic bag in my toiletries.
Right.
There was one little lip balm out of the
bag. But then the lip balm, that's not a gel.
Well,
nor
I know
a liquid.
It's not a gel. And so she's like, wait, sir. She got it out and put it into the plastic bag and then put it back in. I was like, what's the point of this? It gets me so angry. Anyway.
Did you say that or you just rolled your eyes?
Just roll my eyes and I go, ugh. Anyway, 9/11. We don't need another 9/11,
yeah,
do we?
You went Osama bin Laden's dead and we're still living with
lip balm.
The inconveniences he's caused at our airports.
But you weren't detained for your lip balm being out of there.
No, detained for.
So this wasn't, we were leaving Cuba. I was traveling with my friend Morgan and we'd gone through, we were in the airport ready to fly out to our next destination. So we'd checked our bags, we'd gone through security, we were just hanging in the airport. We had about an hour's wait until our flight and then all of a sudden, bing bong, Morgan Penn, which is my friend Morgan, please see airport security or the customer, the screeners. I was like, oh, that's weird. I was like, did you leave something behind? She's like, I don't know. No, I've got everything. I was like, oh, okay. So I went with her and she's like, you need to go to that room over there by the gift shop. You need to go there now. It's just like,
imagine
okay.
being told you have to go into a room Cuba.
No, it was real stern.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'll go with her because something's up here. Then we get in this little tiny room. And there's two guys sitting behind a desk and our suitcases are all on the floor. And so they'd called her because they put them all through under her name. And they were like, are these your bags? And there's a dog in there as well, a real scary dog.
A dog in the room. I thought you meant there had been a dog in her bag.
It's sniffing. And I was like, oh my God, have I left a nectarine in there? Have I left a nectarine in my suitcase?
I would have been like, someone's put something in my bag.
I know. I was like, oh my God, like we've been slipped drugs or something.
You'd been Chappelle'd.
Yeah, and they were like, are these your suitcases?
Trick question.
I was like, yes. And I was like, kind of a little bit shaking. You know when you're in trouble, you think you might be in trouble?
Yeah.
Even though there's nothing in my bag, it's just clothing.
It's the same reason I'll be driving and not doing anything wrong, but if I hear whoop, I'm all mad. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, me too.
It was exactly that. And they're like,
foreign, isn't it? It's
yeah. And they were like, are these your suitcases? And they weren't joking around. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, open them. And we're just like... And I was like, and at this stage, I'm like, what is in my suitcase? There's literally nothing in there apart from clothes. And so we like zip them up, we're going through them, and then we get to a souvenir that we both had from Mexico in our suitcases, which was bubble wrapped. And they're like, open that. And they're like really serious and they're really stern with us. And so I just like, okay, open
it. Was it a statue?
It was, we'd bought these like Mexican skulls. These
candy skulls. Cinco de Mayo.
Sugar skulls. Like skulls, sugar but they skulls. Were like made out of like, the one of them was like foam and one of them was like kind of ceramic.
Mm.
And they had thought that we were trafficking human skulls.
It showed up in the x-ray.
because they x-rayed all the bags before they went on the plane.
And it looked like a skull.
Yeah, and we had two in there. And then they started laughing. And we were like, oh, okay, thank God, we're not going to prison
now.
Did
they find the cocaine in the middle of them?
No, they didn't find
it. Another successful international drug trafficking.
And that's how you smuggle cocaine.
It was so funny scary. Things.
And they were like, yeah, so we scanned your bags. We thought you were trafficking human skulls. I was like, why would you be trafficking human skulls?
Of all the things to take.
Of all the things to... Yeah, I guess if you're leaving...
You've watched Border Patrol. People bring in plants and animal organs and...
Yeah.
They'd see some things.
They would see some things.
They'd see some things. Wow. Okay, so you were nearly...
That was a pretty scary moment.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never been in trouble like that before. I was like, ooh.
They've got Guantanamo Bay right there, don't they?
I know, yeah. They end up in Guantanamo Bay.
That's their remand prison. Just in a separate part away from the terrorists.
You didn't, like, bring out cash and start bribing before you even knew what was happening?
No, I don't think they're about bribery.
Right.
There? Maybe. I don't know.
weird. My reaction would have been when they said, are these your bags? To immediately be like, nah.
They've got your name on the label, Vaughn.
Man, there's lots of Vaughn Smiths.
Can you open them? I'd be like, you do it. Just because.
I could, but I'm not going to. Show me your research warrant.
I don't think they need one of those.
Well, you'd been watching Lethal Weapon on the plane. I'm not surprised you didn't ask for a search warrant.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Fact of the day. Flawless.
Flawless, absolutely flawless.
Today's fact of the day, the Queen, Elizabeth II, who's had a bit of a ill health lately, eh? There was a period...
She cancelled something because of the... She had a cold.
Was it a church service?
Yeah.
Because she always has to go to church.
You know, I've got one episode left of what's that show on Netflix? The Crown.
The Crown.
So good.
Christine, my dear mother, loved it.
I can't believe I'm into it. It's so
I watched the first episode. It was really well done.
Yeah.
You know what you said on next? Victoria.
Oh,
it's the prequel. Yeah,
right. Well, I've got Lethal Weapon.
It's the prequel.
I've got to finish Lethal Weapon, the TV show, before I...
Again, hear my disappointment in the fact that you're loving Lethal Weapon, the TV show.
Watch it before you judge me.
I watched the opening scene and I was like, give me the movies, the first three. I don't want to see four. That was terrible.
Right.
Fourth one was terrible.
It was terrible.
But the first three Lethal Weapons are legendary films of my childhood.
Classics, yeah. Completely. I mean, there's a ride at Movie World, isn't there? Is it still a thing? Lethal Weapon?
No, it got changed into the other one.
Oh,
the Green Lantern.
No time for the Green Lantern.
Isn't it the Green Lantern? Yeah. Now, same roller coaster, different.
same rickety roller coaster.
Different sign writing and crap on it. But today's fact of the day about the Queen, if we could just go back to that. The Queen owns all the dolphins and whales in British waters due to a 700-year-old law.
What?
So in the 1300s, King Edward II, he put in a statute that states the king shall have whales and sturgeons taken in the sea or elsewhere within the realm. So that's 3 miles off UK shores.
Right.
Any whale or dolphin in that area. And sturgeons. Sturgeons are like these really ugly fishes, but they lay caviar. The eggs are considered good caviar.
Right. That's why he wants those.
Yeah. They're known as fishes royal.
Right.
And even if a dead whale washes up on the shore...
The Queen has to go clean it up.
She can claim it, although hasn't for a very long time. The ruling monarch can claim it. So I think if you ever find a dead dolphin, if you're in Britain, pick it up and dump it at Windsor with a note saying, I believe this belongs to you. Please tidy up your goddamn mess. It stunk and was attracting seagulls and other bottom feeders. She owns that. And also all the swans on the River Thames.
Are the Queen's?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She owns it. And actually, an acute story, because that hasn't kind of been policed in any way for a few hundred years. But in 2005, there was these swans and the mother got killed.
Aww.
And everyone's like, oh, it's real sad. And the Queen's like, I'll take care of this. The first royal swan keeper was appointed in the 12th century, but there hadn't been one for a long time. She reinstated it and they were taken care of by the
Royal swan keeper.
Yeah, by the swan marker. The swan keeper.
Because she went to school and she learned all about the Constitution.
Yeah.
But she didn't learn anything else.
No.
And then she had to get someone to tutor her.
This is what I'm learning.
I'm learning stuff from the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a shit kicker too. I wouldn't mess with the Queen.
At her age.
She's
great. Absolutely. Have you watched the movie The Queen yet?
No.
Where Helen Mirren plays the Queen? Yeah. Oh, what a film.
She puts up with Prince Philip. She's got to be a shit kicker.
Yeah, and you imagine you're a shit kicker and your son's Prince Charles, the wimp. you'd be like, get it together. That's why she's hanging in there for so long. She's like, he can't be king. It'll be the end of us. I've got to outlast him and then one of these young bucks that people love can be king. So today's fact of the day is due to a 700-year-old law, the Queen owns all the whales and dolphins in British waters. Fact of the day. Also, just on a quick fact of the day note, can I thank the person who at the weekend Snapchatted me their friend using the fact that safari is the Swahili word for journey to pick up a chick at a party? And apparently it worked.
Did it?
She was like, that is an amazing fact. Vaughn Smith, pulse of the people.
Pulse of the people.
I've got two fingers on the pulse of the people.
I thought you were the matriarch of cuteness.
Both, both. Oh, okay. Multiple titles. Vaughn Smith, matriarch of cuteness, pulse of the people.
Okay. We're going to give away my food
shapeshifter,
bag.
Demigod of men.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
So, we heard before about how Fletch was transporting human scales filled of cocaine out of Mexico through Cuba and into New York City.
That's not the story. They were
really made some great money.
They were souvenir Mexican scales
full of cocaine.
Detained momentarily because they thought they were human and real. Yeah. That's all.
But
that's
I'd imagine
all
they would have also, one thing I didn't think about at the time, it would have been a lot smaller.
No, yeah, there was one big and one small. Ah. So they thought we had a family of scales.
I want to see a photo of it. You'd killed a family.
And I thought, I'm just going to take these out of the airport in my luggage.
I'm the same. When I kill people, I like to take a souvenir.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, my wife tells me that'll be how I get caught by the police. But will I? We'll see. Show me a photo.
I'll show you a photo. This is one that I put up. It's about the same size as a human skull. Oh, the Wi-Fi in here has not gotten better over a holiday, has it?
Oh, that's how I imagine. It looks nothing like a human skull. Those people running the X-ray machines were absolute morons.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought of. You don't see them.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you said that, my wife messaged, are you going to tell everybody, well, you got in trouble at the airport? And I wasn't going to, but now I'm going to.
Okay.
So we traveled with the kids. Now, this is chaos. Like, you've got an appreciation when you're going through the airport, when you see other families, like, with kids, especially, like, younger ones.
I hope they're at the back of the plane and I'm
like,
not
why
near
are
them.
You doing it to yourself? Mm.
Yeah, that's the look we give each other as well. But there's also, like, a little bit of a support. If you see a kid having a meltdown, you're like, I get it. You're okay. Hang in there, buddy. No. You're almost there.
Not certainly not from me.
One of the things is you would notice, you know this, you fill out those departure cards and you only have to do yourself.
Mm.
But there's four of us, so one of us always looks after the kids and the other person fills out all of the departure cards.
But do you have to do that for the two-year-old?
Yeah, everybody needs a departure card. $10,000 worth of money.
Yeah.
You just get her to do it. To get her to draw like a sun in a house and chimney on it. And they're like, that's very good, August.
She'd work on her crosses, but she'd do it on the are you carrying drugs? Yes, I am.
Right.
So one of us takes care of that.
Okay.
And my wife filled out the departure cards that you give to the customs people. You literally fill it out and pass it over. That's got to be fast track. That's got to be a better way to do that in 2017, right?
Should be all electronic now.
Then the next one you got to worry about is the arrivals card. You get those on the plane and you fill them out. So we get four of them because there's four of us.
Yep.
And I fill those ones in because she did the departure. I'll do the arrival.
Okay. Sharing.
And I did it as, like, I lined up all four and did the same segment of each one. Like flight number NZ118.
Yep.
Flight NZ118, NZ118, NZ118. Did it all four.
Thank you for explaining how replication works.
No, but you might think, I did mine and went to top to bottom of my mind, then moved on to the next one.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
I didn't. I did each segmented.
Is this to the story?
Yes.
Okay.
So I did our passport numbers and our dates of birth and our given names and then on occupations.
What do you put for the kids?
I wrote radio announcer.
Yeah.
Non-applicable.
Never write DJ if you're a radio announcer because that's where you get the latex gloves and a lubed finger because they think you're carrying drugs.
You're bringing back the...
What do I write?
They think you're Calvin Harris or something.
I think I say presenter.
Presenter.
I don't know why.
Of what?
Radio presenter.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Can you not spell announcer? Two N's or one?
Announcers.
That's it, isn't it?
Where there's boxes, announcers too long.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I write radio announcer, non-applicable, non-applicable, non-applicable.
On all three?
Yes.
What did you write on your wife? You wrote non-applicable.
Yeah, because on the kids one, what do you write for kids? I write non-applicable.
I'd just
write non-applicable.
Like,
they're a kid,
kindy.
They don't have a job.
I'd be like kindy, kindy kid.
Kindy participant.
Kindy participant.
But then you don't write that because it's a job. It's not, what it doesn't say, what do you do when the sun's up? That's not what it says. It says occupation. Now, by definition, an occupation is something you do and you get paid for.
Oh, God.
Mm. So I write... non-applicable. She doesn't even look. I put them on all the passports. I get there and I hand it over. And they're like, and he's like, oh, okay, radio announcer. And then,
what radio?
You just wrote Shituka. Puts it on the pile. Next one, he's like, August, okay, non-applicable. And then, non-applicable, you're a child. Sade says, non-applicable. What do you do for a job? She's like, I'm full-time mother. home executive, run a little website thing. He's like, well, you should have written that. It says not applicable. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? And he looked at me and he knew what he was doing. It was almost like he found his job so unrewarding and boring that he liked it to start problems.
I would do that too.
Yeah.
And she does run a website. Why couldn't you write website? I would have put entrepreneur.
Small business owner. Business owner. Yeah. Or it should be a
because then there's the company follow-up
director.
We're there for 10 minutes talking small business.
Enjoy those follow-up questions, mate. How
I don't know. I'm not in charge. I'm not going to do those cards anymore. Somebody else can fill those out. Like, what actually, and do I need to put my job? What if we're all unemployed? That's what I'm putting next time.
Unemployed. No, because then they think you're moving to Australia to leech their jobs and they won't let you in.
I don't have a job. How long are you here for? Well, I don't know. It depends if I get any of jobs. I mean, a week? A week? 2 weeks?
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Okay, well, we're going to take our stories now for last calls. Vote for our favourite one. Tim, we're going to start with you. What happened?
Hey, man. So when I was 10, our house was being renovated.
Yep.
And we used to love building forts. You know, like when you're younger, you build a
banner.
With like rickety bits of wood and nails sticking out of it from the reno.
If Osh saw today, they'd probably shut down the house type of thing, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So we used to build these forts under the house. And then one time we came back and there was this like massive pipe through our fort. And so we're like, nah. So we grabbed a hacksaw and just cut it. Turns out it was a water main.
They're doing renovations.
Not just our house. But they installed it for the entire street, and it came. Something like that, and it came through our house. So we just cut it, and then we had the hacksaw. But you know, being 10, we're like, "Hey, I've seen my parents watch CSI enough, not just to leave evidence. That's a rookie mistake." So we took the hacksaw, dropped it at the school across the road, and then just kind of boosted, and then got caught, and then
the
water main, I think, destroyed our floors. Our carpet, and then some of the foundation stuff got into there as well.
Because you were 10 and someone put a pipe through your fort. That's a very serious issue.
It was in the way, you know? It's not smart on their part, to be honest.
Was that your excuse you told everyone?
No, we just acted like we didn't know what it was on about. I think we still haven't admitted to it, to be honest.
Right.
But you know what? I'd do it again.
I would.
Can't wait till we solve an actual murder with last calls. Some calls. Funny story, guys. I killed someone. Here's how I did it. Now, I've never told anybody. Do I win my food back?
Dominique, what's your story for last calls?
Hi. We took my husband to Bethel's Beach last week for his birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, being Bethel's, the waves are pretty big, so we got some sand in places that you don't really want sand.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to have a shower, and I noticed that there was, like, nobody around. It was pretty deserted, and I thought, okay, I'll take the opportunity to get quite clean and get rid of the sand. As I pulled my shirt down so it covered most things and took my undies off and had a wash, and just as I was drying off, this woman comes around the corner, and I was like, okay, that's embarrassing. You know, oh, she's seen my bum, act like it's natural. And then she gets closer, and it's Rachel Hunter. I've just
left
the supermodel.
Wait, so is it like a public wash-off shower at the beach? Like at the car park?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, you probably put her off her trumpet.
I know.
Did she say anything?
No, she didn't. She just kind of had this look on her face like, oh, someone's bum, that's awkward.
You'd have to have a pretty rank bum to put me off a mint trumpet.
it's not Rachel Hunter good.
But what I'm saying is I don't believe anybody possesses a Derry Fletch. It's like, oh, your bum put her off her trumpet. Yes. Like, he's got some sort of super bum.
I don't have a super bum. She strikes me as a person who wouldn't really care, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I mean, she just kind of had a smile on her face like, oh somebody's bum. Oh, funny.
Yeah. Oh, bums.
Yeah.
Even if you've been married to Rod Stewart, bums are still funny.
Yeah.
True. All right. Okay, wait there. We're going to vote now the Tribal Council for our favourite story. Will it be the fort or will it be the bum?
All right. We have a vote for Tim, but two votes for Dominique. Congratulations. Showing Rachel Hunter your bums paid dividends.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
If we ever interview, like if she does another season of that TV show, I'm going to ask her about that. Ask her if she remembers seeing a bum at Bethel's.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. ZM.